Ross Reynolds. Thanks for listening. In any sexual activity, the saying goes, no means no. That's the bedrock of sexual consent. But some advocates and California's legislature are pushing to change that to yes means yes. So legally, sexually consent is only given after both partners say yes to the activity. Well, David Ward is an attorney at Legal Voice, and Mary Ellen Stone is the executive director of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. They recently spoke to Jeannie Yandel, and Mary Ellen Stone explained why she supports changing the law when it comes to giving sexual consent.
No means no doesn't work. Just flat out, it doesn't work. Now, 3 out of every 100 sexual rapists, 3 out of 100 serve any time. So no means no in terms of holding offenders accountable just doesn't work. The problem is when you think about when jurors or when most of us think about rape, we still tend to think about the stranger rape situation. And so we think someone is grabbed in the alley or grabbed, had their house broken into, and often the immediate response from that victim will be to be very clear and very forceful and no, get away. That we use that idea then to say, well, the person should act in that same clear way in an acquaintance rape situation, which is the vast majority. It's offenders, stranger rapes, 10% maybe. If I look at our caseload at any given time, 10% are strangers, the rest are known to the victim. So, but then when you think about, okay, so my coworker, a coworker has set this person up and over a period of time has built a relationship and then rapes them. At what point do you start saying no? Do you start saying no when you're invited for coffee? Do you start saying no when you're invited for a drink? Do you start saying no when you go up to that person's house after work? I mean, it gets very fuzzy. But in the minds of the jurors and honestly in the minds of a lot of victims, people are thinking, I should have known. So the no means no doesn't work.
You're talking about a kind of sea change here.
I think so. And the other thing it does is that it holds both parties more accountable. It's very different than if you said, was there a yes? Was there a yes?
David, I wanted to ask if this would make any difference in your own work, a yes means yes consent model.
I think it would, because it would establish clearer expectations. And we also think that it would establish a more friendly system for folks to actually report cases where folks might be intoxicated. That's not uncommon in campus sexual assaults. And a lot of times victims don't think they can report a sexual assault in those cases because they were somehow to blame or they were responsible for saying no under the circumstances. This makes it clearer that even intoxication is not a relevant consideration in determining whether you consented. It also, I think, makes it clearer that consenting to one form of sexual activity does not give license to engage in any form of sexual activity. When we look at the way these cases are handled now on campuses, it seems to be the response of many that you can do whatever you want until she says no. And that's not the case. Consent means you have to give consent at any stage where sexual activity escalates, and you have to be sure that your partner is okay with that.
The change in public attitude can't be overstated. I mean, we're in the criminal justice system every day, and we see jurors saying the victim's response in this is not how I would have responded. It's not how I would have wanted my daughter to respond. I would not have done that. I would not have taken that. It's easy to say that when you see the outcome. It's easy to say, why did she go upstairs when you know this is what happened? Well, but when any of us put ourselves in that situation, you don't know what's going to happen. So I think there's got to be that change in public understanding, both about what sexual assault looks like and then also what healthy relationships look like.
A change in the law like this can be part of a comprehensive effort that's been happening for many years to change the understanding of what sexual assault is. 40 years ago, the idea that a man could rape his wife was considered ridiculous. Now it's accepted everywhere. Years ago, we thought that all rape, or the only real rape, was stranger rape. Mm-hmm. And now we know that, in fact, the vast majority of rapes are committed by somebody that the victim knows.
Mm-hmm.
we've gotten away from blaming the victim for what happened to her. We've gotten away from thinking that the victim's sexual history is a relevant consideration in determining whether she consented on that occasion. And so this I see as part of a larger and long-term movement to end myths about rape and to stop blaming victims.
I'm talking with David Ward. He's with Legal Voice, and Mary Ellen Stone, who's with the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. We're talking about a discussion that's happening among sexual assault advocates. It's also a discussion that happened within the California State Legislature to change the benchmark for sexual consent from no means no to yes means yes. The first place that yes means yes as a benchmark for consent was proposed was at Antioch University in Ohio. And some of the students there were concerned that they wouldn't even know how to go about getting that kind of affirmative consent. And that's been an ongoing criticism of yes means yes, is that it would be quite difficult to get that kind of consent, to reach that kind of consent for every sexual act. David Ward, what's your response to that criticism?
When students start college, if they are told at the outset that this is how we conduct ourselves in relationships, this is the expectation of how you will conduct yourself, students understand it. And they learn from it, and it's a great way that we can change the culture on college campuses.
Mary Ellen Stone, what do you think of that criticism, that yes means yes creates an atmosphere where consent is too difficult to get?
If we don't know how to get consent, then maybe we should back up and think about what we're doing.
You know, the wording of the statutes matters, too.
How would you word legislation like this so that navigation is a little clearer?
I think the California statute can provide a model. I'm not saying it's perfect. There's debate of whether you should require verbal consent as well as accepting nonverbal cues. I think everyone would most likely agree that nonverbal cues can indicate assent just as well as verbal cues. So we wouldn't want to, I think, get into something that is obviously, I think the concern that folks have is this, my gosh, I'm going to have to say yes every 5 minutes. And no, that's not the way the policy works, and no one would apply it in that way.
David Ward, Mary Ellen Stone, we've been talking about what California has done around yes means yes. We know that Whitman College has a policy for yes means yes consent. Do either of you know about any movement within Washington State to create yes means yes sexual consent legislation? Mary Ellen, I'll start with you.
You know, I'm not aware of that. I will say, though, that Washington has been on the forefront of sexual assault services for the last 20 years. We set up sex offender registration. We were the first state in the country to do that. So certainly I wouldn't be surprised that this issue comes forward. But I haven't heard anything at this point.
David Ward, have you heard anything?
Well, I expect it's going to spur interest in the legislature in looking at similar legislation here. I think we'll all need to look carefully at the language and put together stakeholder discussions to discuss how to best address it here in Washington. But generally speaking, I think we're encouraged that California is taking this step and is giving us some ideas about how we can address this in Washington State as well, too.
That's David Ward, attorney for Legal Voice. You also heard from Mary Ellen Stone, executive director of the King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. They were speaking to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. This is The Record.